Good morning. Today is Tuesday, June the 15th. Joining us this morning, we're going back-to-back education this week.
Fantastic.
All right. Joining us this morning from St. Bernard's is Mr. Paul Shanahan. Good morning.
Good morning. Great to be here.
Really?
Yeah, you're looking great.
Well, we'll see if we can change that here pretty quickly. Are you ready for your question for this morning?
Yeah, let's take it together. Let's go.
All right. Why is someone called a son of a gun? You're kind of an outdoorsy kind of dude.
Son of a gun. Not even the slightest idea. Help me out.
Today the expression is used in a friendly, joking manner, but originally it had a quite different meaning. There was a time when women were allowed to live aboard naval ships, and it's said that when secret rendezvous took place between these women and the ship's crew, the meeting place was usually behind a canvas screen near the midship gun. Therefore, when a male child of uncertain parentage was born aboard the ship, he was entered into the ship's log as...
Son of a gun?
Yeah.
How did I not know that?
Yeah, well, I guess perhaps the Irish weren't aboard those pirate ships,
Or maybe we just don't talk about it.
Yeah.
Where'd Shanahan's come from? Well, yeah. Yeah.
The old country.
The old country, right.
Oh, gee. So you made it through a year.
Yeah.
The tent's still up.
The tent is up. It's beautiful. It's been fantastic.
This spring sports season has been a little bit more dynamic than typically is the case. Did everybody kind of adjust to that in the area? I mean, it's a little weird seeing that there are basketball games
right
at this time of the year that are league games and volleyball and everything else.
You know, if we didn't stop when we stopped, which was just this past weekend, I think all the officials, the referees would have collapsed. The administrators would have collapsed. The kids would have collapsed. I had two kids playing. You know, they would have collapsed. So there was this intensity to the end of the year. We had a week at the end of May with six evening events in Monday through Saturday, go.
Back to back, yeah.
And schools like Del Norte, you know, you'd have kids traveling from Crescent City down to South Fork one night, and then they'd be back in town playing Eureka the next. And, you know, that's a lot on a kid who's heading into finals and graduation.
But everybody survived?
And had fun, I think, for the most part. Yeah, it was great. Got to see some basketball.
I would think that there would be an opportunity to develop study habits that perhaps in the past may have been overlooked.
Oh, you know how that goes. That's such an individual skill. You know, I remember Sarah was an academic All-American playing Division I basketball, doing road trips all the time, and she just had it figured out. And some kids, you know, they see a sports road trip as, hey, let's listen to great music, and, oh, I'll do it when I get home. Oh, I'm home at 11:30. Oh, I'm tired. Yeah. I'll do it in the morning. Wait, class is here. But overall, I think teachers, schools in general, I mean, they took it easy on kids a little bit this year. I mean, you had to. Kids were going above and beyond, and, you know, most teachers took that into account.
Now, what about the colleges? Was it this year they weren't taking the SATs?
You know, yeah, it depended on the site. We had really good luck with kids getting to go to schools that they wanted to go to. So you're right. It's not what you and I experienced. It's not what you experienced with your kids. What the new normal will be, you know, I don't know. You know, as you look,
that's why I was wondering the residual. What's next year look like?
Yeah, I think there's so much that will be adjusted, and you know, and a lot of times a university will count on, okay, how have the kids from the school done when they've come, right? So it's not just
guilty by association.
Oh, 100%, 100%. What does this A really mean? And that's where we've been so lucky with the kids that have gone to Berkeley and UC San Diego, UCLA, Davis. They do really well. They do well in 4 years, and so we get a lot of yeses to our kids.
That was interesting. I had a discussion with a buddy yesterday, and he said that his kid graduated in 4.5 years, or will.
Uh-huh. That's
all
great.
All the peers were out in 4 years, and she was feeling
not
somehow less because all of her buddies were able to get out in the four-year track.
It's the human condition to always feel a little bit less. If it hadn't been that, there'd have been something else. So, yeah, we as you know, if you can get out in 4.5 years, you got out. You did it. That's something to celebrate. That's nothing to be
that's kind of what about. That's kind of what her mom and dad were saying.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, hey, you still made it. You consider you took the five-year plan.
Right.
And you got out a half year early. don't worry about it.
Yeah, and what's that say about the 25-year plan and the 30-year plan? The people that go back after raising their kids, you know, are they any less than? No, it's a just different path.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and one of the things, and I don't know if it's a cultural thing or a familial thing or an individual thing, is to enjoy the ride. And I know a lot of folks, you know, it's not the destination, it's the journey. And you go,
right.
Yeah, right, but I want to get there.
Uh-huh.
Okay. But not to lose the humanity in all this stuff, the people, the socialization.
We're so lucky at a small school because you're exactly right. You've got to be mindful about being in the moment, right? If you're constantly, you see this with kids driven for a goal, right? Driven for a goal, they're just constantly study. I don't have time to do that. I don't have time for this. I don't have time for that. And they're missing out on all the opportunities to grow, right? You know, sport. You grow with sports. You grow with clubs. You grow with being on stage in a play.
Walking to the zoo.
Yeah, having a part-time job. You know, getting to know your local business owners that are, you know, they were you not that long ago. And so, yeah, 100%.
Thanks.
I don't know if I was ever you. But yeah, you don't want to get caught up in where you're headed. You really want to kind of look around, and especially here locally, you know, there's so much to enjoy, you know, be in the moment. Study at the beach, you know, drive out to the tee and look at the ocean while you review for your
desk. We used to use that back in the 70s. Yeah, I'm going out to the tee to study.
You can run a mile, run 3 miles.
Oh,
come on. Is that what you're
I
doing?
I had never thought of that one because that would have been so transparent. Yeah, going for a run. Okay, who's chasing? What's wrong? But yeah, be normal.
Right.
Be a kid.
Right, be a kid.
Yeah. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:19.
Listen to 980 AM for the best music. ABBA, Neil Diamond, Barbra Streisand, Billy Joel, and the Fifth Dimension. The all-time best are heard every day, all day long on 980 AM. We are easy radio, easy on your ears and easy on your mind. This is memory-making music, and you'll love the memories you create. Tune in and hear the best music, easy radio, 980 AM.
Good morning, KINS. News and Information Time is 8:24. We're back talking shop this morning with Paul Shanahan. Paul, the international kids have been a critical component to the viability, the vitality of the school for, well, boy, I guess decades now, huh? It must have been decades.
Yeah.
What was that like this year with the stuff here, the stuff in the various home countries where the kids came from? That must have put another layer of interesting.
It was. And first, I'd like to say what's nice about St. Bernard's today is that we're not a one-legged stool. You know, there are a lot of small private schools that had this one leg, which was their international program. So when that went away 15 months ago, 12 months ago, so did those schools. And we're not that school anymore. We're diverse and supported by the community. We've got this great foundation. But the kids themselves, you know, as we know, China was shut down. But a lot of our Vietnamese students stayed in the United States with relatives over the summer, and you know, they were in class. A couple Korean families came.
Did they have stories from their family about?
Yeah.
I'm wondering if our experiences here were similar to the experiences their folks and family were dealing with. If there were commons or if there were things so different?
You know, Korea, fewer freedoms, right? Fewer freedoms. So you were tracked. So they did a lot of tracking early and contact tracing early with digital support, you know, with phones and different than the United States where we didn't have that level of tracking.
That we're aware of. I still don't trust a couple of those players. May not have been government, but yeah.
Okay, we are tracked. Yes, if you've got a cell phone, people know where you are.
Thank you. Right. Okay.
Amen, brother. You know, Vietnam, a lot of our kids haven't seen their folks, you know, in a year and a half. And some aren't going to go home this summer either. So there'll be 2 years without seeing their family. And that, for me, whenever we do accept international students, I'm always looking forward to them going home at least twice a year. It's important for me that they're connecting with their family. So I think that's the toughest. You know, you see a kid that's grown up a lot in 2 years and their parents aren't experiencing it the way that you and I, you know, get to experience that as parents.
So does the school then help to provide some of that support, or the others in the dorm?
That's a great question.
Where are they getting that?
So in a normal year, the dorm will close over Easter break, over Christmas, and kids will travel or go home. And during the pandemic, if they were there, they got to stay. You know, if you want to just lock down and be a part of our community, you for no extra cost, stay. And otherwise, if you were staying over the summer, then you were with family in Seattle, Texas, LA, San Francisco. Yeah,
I would think that somehow that could be really cool too.
Well, yeah. Right.
Because if they really are wanting to be part of the community, I suspect that they do.
Right.
This gives them that opportunity to do that kind of stuff.
Absolutely. But there is this element of, imagine you go off to college, right? Sometimes it's that trip home at Thanksgiving that you're looking forward to, right?
Oh, sure, certainly.
Or maybe you go to college and it's like, you know what? I'm going to push through these finals. I'm going to study all night long. But you know what? I'm going to be in my own bed come the end of June. And so to take those kinds of things away, yeah, it's fun. But you can see it. You know, we're human, right?
I'm wondering, are those who have stayed here, now they're a couple of years, if they're inclined to go to Humboldt?
Oh.
Or if they're more inclined to get out of Dodge?
Yeah, no. Alex is going to Humboldt. Yep, absolutely. That Humboldt is an option, a great option, and is it? As we look at the poly path that's coming its way.
I mean, that's going to change things significantly.
So, no, Humboldt's a great option for these kiddos. And again, 2 years of nonstop U.S., your English is doing pretty good. You know, you're looking for your writing, your reading. So you're doing great.
Yeah.
You're a great candidate.
Yeah. Well, and the ingrained into the community.
Right.
That, I think, is cool in there also, because then they know where they are.
Right, right. But, yeah, and last thing I'll say, there is this element of, you know, they were a pod, and so you had this international pod with some domestic.
Oh yeah, you see the kids moving around.
But but it's not quite the same as when we're completely open and, you know, they're fully integrated all the time.
Yeah. That's, there's got to be some fun stories out of that. Maybe plus 4 years, plus 5 years.
Right. And even now, I mean, I had one kiddo just give me a big bear hug after graduation Friday afternoon. Just so thankful for the opportunity to come to America. So thankful for, you know, the adventures that we were able to provide, you know, so that's real. That's life changing.
Yeah. That brings it home.
It does. It really does. Yeah. Yeah. Big old friendly, big old smile.
Have you added any different curricula for the kids? I think most folks are probably familiar. I was pretty engaged with the school for a period of time. And one of the things that I always had thought was the international kids have so much about their culture and their upbringing and their history to incorporate that into maybe like an AP Asian Studies class.
Right.
Or
right.
Something along those lines, so that they can not only share what their experiences are, but also take advantage of it, you know, add to the classroom culture.
For the listeners at home, I've got a story on that when we get back after break. But yes, I mean, the perceptions of what American history is from abroad, you know, people from, we got a girl from Ethiopia whose dad was so scared that she was coming and could never go on hikes anymore because America deforested so badly there were no trees left to walk through.
Oh, we'll work on that one when we come back. It's 8:30.
Hey, community. Times are rough right now. Retail shops may be closing, but the bulk flower market is still open and moving fast. We here at Bayer can help turn your flower harvest into cash today. Call Bayer Extraction House at 707-693-2222. That's 707-693-2222. Don't miss out. It is time to sell. Bayer Extraction House, your flower selling powerhouse.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back talking shop this morning with Paul Shanahan from St. Bernard's. Paul, the use of the internet is something that I think everybody is doing now in the scholastic or academic arena. Yesterday, Chris Hartley was talking about the Google Books and replacing, you know, having a replacement schedule. And it really, we got into the area of, you've got the virtual classroom, based on what the kids and the parents want. And then you've got the traditional classroom based on what the kids want. Is there room for a small school to do both?
Oh, yeah. Not only both, we can do a third thing. Let me give you an example. Just before we got out for the school year, we had an all-day, all-school field trip. So you had kids on kayaks on the bay.
You mean the building was empty?
Building's empty, except for actually there was one. I'm hearing my,
yeah,
your headphones there.
how'd you sound?
Yeah, sounded a little echoey. Yeah. So, field bio, marine bio is on the bay in kayaks.
Okay.
You've got the middle school, junior high kids are on the skywalk, in the zoo, feeding the pandas, in the forest, doing a scavenger hunt. You've got Shanahan with the sophomores and juniors out in Samoa doing a beach cleanup, 3.5 mile walk. And then you've got your AP art students finishing up the mural that's going to go up on Henderson. So for me, you know, as much as we're on the internet, like there was, I think the one time we went on, we wanted to make sure that we could get back to the parking lot on time. So we might have brought up where we were with Google Maps. And the second thing we did is a girl dropped her phone. And we were able to locate her phone in the sand using GPS locator. Those are the two times that it, you know, otherwise people were just taking pictures. So there is so much learning available locally for a small school where we can just jump in vans and go examine the whale that washed up on shore, you know, that you didn't plan on, but it did. So let's take the ring bio class there. That's where we're so lucky, you know, just really blessed. You know, right now all our seniors are out Highway 36. There's no service. For 3 days, they'll have no service.
You're going to get a lot of twitchy kids.
No,
you know that.
But they were smiling. I had one kid look at me. As soon as I walked up yesterday, I drove out. He looked at me and he says, "Mr. Shanahan, I have no anxiety. I have no stress. I'm not worried about a single notification on my phone. It's off and I'm free." That was I go, "This could have been a commercial." You know, it was Morgan Harper. I think this could be a commercial. He's all. And that same kid was the one that built the campfire that night, showed everyone how to, you know, build a nice, healthy campfire.
That's the Boy Scout in him.
Oh, yeah. That's the Boy Scout in him. Yeah, years of being a Boy Scout. And his point, too, was, you know what? Some of you don't like to go out in camp, but you should know how to make a fire. And those are things that, you know, hey, let's
yeah, life skill sets.
Life skills. So back to your question. Yeah, absolutely. We have the flexibility as a small school to do the combination and do the hybrid. And there are amazing resources, and you want to learn something, it's available online. You know, some expert, you know, MasterClass, I don't know if you subscribe at all to MasterClass, but you can learn from the best of the best how to do just about anything.
That's one of the things that would have been very tempting, I think, for a lot of us is, let's say, the New York Museum of Natural History.
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, that's a week walking through it, and you're not even seeing the stories. I mean, you get lost in that stuff really quick. So how do you temper or balance?
Right. Well, let's go right into that museum. And for me, one exhibit that they did so well is where is humankind on the timeline? And they've got this floor that you walk, and it's the history of Earth, right? And you walk and you walk and you walk. I mean, you're walking for a long, long time. And then right at the very end, right in this little smudge is – you know, there we are. Humans show up. So, you know, there's a sense of perspective that you might not get from a textbook because they've really laid out this model.
Yeah, the reality.
Yeah. So any museum like that, and locally we have them too, it just gives you a little push towards truth, right? A little push towards understanding. You can't absorb it all, right? There's no way. You know, you're walking around the British Museum, for example. You can't go in and come out with everything, but you can come out with something, right? And if you take that approach, I think just to learning in general, you're not going to learn everything today. Something.
Yeah, get one good idea.
Get one good idea. Yeah. Yeah. For sure.
Which is a whole different dynamic than what most have experienced in their educational experiences.
Right.
Well, you know, you need to master algebra 2.
Right. Uh-huh.
Okay. A plus B equals C. I got it.
Right, right.
Next.
Right.
You know, but not too many of the teachers or the professors were satisfied with that. This is my passion. It's going to be your passion, or you're, mm-hmm. you know, you're going to be at a deficit in my classroom. Is the faculty also been able to make those adjustments?
Right, they're so good. I'm blessed with caring, talented, brilliant people on staff. And so, to your A squared plus B squared equals C squared stuff, you know, when you're building bridges, scale models, if you're out launching rockets, when you've got a weather balloon that's going up into space, I mean, that makes math so much more concrete to a kid than a set of worksheets or the odd problems in the back of the book. So yeah, the kids have been.
So you guys have been blasting rockets off.
Blasting rockets and the weather balloon
with second base
with all of its its GoPro, all of its sensors ended up landing. The wind took it just outside the brake line at Big Lagoon, and it just bobbed there right outside the breakers for hours. And when it finally got enough gumption, the waves just broke it open. Yeah. So if you do come across the GoPro out by Big Lagoon, we'd love to have it back and see if there's any footage we can capture.
Well, you understand why there's sand. Right? A rock becomes sand. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:42.
The Redwood Region Economic Development Commission wants you to know that local economic development agencies, business resource organizations, financial institutions, and jurisdictions are working together to provide resources for the COVID-19 pandemic. For more information, go to northcoastsbdc.org or call the OES Business Hotline at 268-2527. 268-2527.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:47. We're back talking shop this morning with Paul Shanahan from St. Bernard's. Paul, with some of the different challenges that have been out there, what does next year look like?
We're excited. You know, it's going to be a lot of normal. It looks like a lot of normal. The cohorts that were really spread out across the campus, we're looking at bringing everyone back in the classroom.
Are you? You're not going to keep it where it is now and keep that experience going?
Well, here's the deal. Your freshmen were locked in the library.
Okay, you let them out of the dungeon.
Yeah,
fine, okay.
Yeah. That separation. Yeah. And then also we have, you know, normally if you're a high-flying eighth grader, you're in high school math classes. This year, you were with the eighth graders for the year. That was your cohort. So a lot more of that will be back, which is exciting. And, you know, we know a lot more now than we did. So that's that's also part of it, I think, is that there's less anxiety or concern, from the professionals that are working in that environment.
Too. Well, the health and safety stuff, I would imagine there's some new protocols that are going to be in place. Thank you very much, and that's
we'll do what we need to do, but we've done that now, and it's been we've had a successful school year, so that's
maybe not to the same extent.
It's a different.
You bring it back down, but it's there.
Yeah, so we're excited, and like you mentioned, we have the tent. We had this outdoor space that we created. A lot of classes had, you know, just because it was a beautiful year, they're outside doing labs outside. They were having English classes at tables outside, you know, and it was just a part of what we did. It was just.
Almost,
cool.
My sense is that it's almost a collegial
mm-hmm. Very
kind
much.
Of an atmosphere, which I would think that there are those who are going to flourish, and then there are those that need to be reined in a little bit and refocused.
Now, you know, for the most part, kids rise up to the bar, you know, where the bar is. And so there were challenges thrown at them early, and they hit them early. I mean, they got to the bar quick, and really found success. And they love being in person. And they
will they stay there now? Do you think?
Oh, yeah.
Even though it's not the outside pressures and conditions won't be present?
I think what we all learned is we're more flexible than we thought, and we can adjust to challenges. I mean, think of how many times the rules changed, right? The rules kept changing. And you know what? You can get to the goal. You know, if they mess with the goals, the rules, you can still get to your goals. So I think fewer changes, of course, from outside forces will make for a smoother, you know, less tiring school year for sure.
Now, speaking of that, has the NCS come in with anything that indicates normal athletic schedules for the upcoming year, or are they going to take a wait and see?
Yeah, no, it does look like we're back on track for a normal sports year, which will be nice. You know, we don't need basketball. As much fun as basketball in June was, we don't need basketball.
Oh, that's
June.
Like summer league. That's
it
different.
It is, yeah. Yeah, it felt like summer league. But, yeah, it looks like we're going to have, unless things change, football in the fall. It'll be nice.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. And are you guys going to go with more programs that are computer-based or with textbooks? Nobody's really talking about that part of it.
It's just a tool, you know. The
textbooks or the computers?
Right. They're just tools. So it's the teacher. At St. Bernard's, it's the teacher with the freedom within that lesson plan to – you know, what's going to help kids reach a lesson objective today? And maybe it's bringing in a guest speaker on Zoom, right? Maybe it's someone that wouldn't ever travel to Eureka, but they're Zooming in and talking to your class. Or maybe, you know, we had some local medical experts come in. They all took a little break out of their workday from their office and were able to talk about, you know, what it takes to be, you know, a medical professional. And so those are things where, yeah, technology is a great benefit. But, yeah, textbooks work. You know, novels are great. Short stories are great. You know, we are blessed as educators right now with the resources that are out there. Just blessed.
Hopefully things will continue and evolve rather than, you know, we're going to worry about how fast our car goes 0 to 60.
Well, two seconds pretty amazing. Come on. You got to that's pretty amazing.
Would you feel comfortable in that vehicle?
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All I would have to do is have a twitch in my foot, and all of a sudden I'm, you know, roaring through the hospital zone at 75. Oh, my.
Okay. I see your point. Yeah. You know, we've all seen those videos of the new driver of the Bugatti that has it for 15 minutes before they wrap it around a telephone pole.
Right.
Yeah, that's
right.
That's what you're talking about. No, yeah. Yeah, I think I wouldn't be – yeah, I'd watch the twitching foot for a while anyway.
No happy feet playing in the background, huh?
Yeah, you got to watch what music you're playing, right?
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
Oh, wait, am I going 180 miles an hour?
Yeah.
I'm going 180 miles an hour.
Yeah, and I bet you don't want to have the kids learning how to drive in that rig either.
Well, come on.
Oh,
perhaps,
yeah.
Perhaps.
Yeah, I'm just going to back it out of the driveway, Dad.
they're back in 20 minutes. Where did you go? Oh, Trinidad and back. Oh, yeah. How'd that work?
Yeah. Because I missed Santa Rosa turn. Oh, too much fun. Enjoy summer, bud.
All right.
See everybody tomorrow.
Me.